The following message by Alistair Begg is made available by Truth For Life. For more information, visit us online at truthforlife.org.
I don't need to add to the story. It has run like a melodic line throughout the entire program. Every word that has been said, every melody that has been played, every song that has been ours to enjoy has had one central theme, and that is that Jesus is a wonderful Savior and that He is the only Savior. And so I want to take just a moment to speak to a certain kind of person. You will know who you are when I begin to speak. The rest of you who won't identify with what I'm going to say will know you're not that person. There was a lot of singing going on the night that the man who was the prison warder in Philippi became a Christian. In fact, there was so much singing going on that there was an earthquake and it threatened to discharge all of the prisoners. The jailer was so overwhelmed by the prospect and the implications that it would have for his life with the authorities, reached for an implement to end his own life, only to have one of the prisoners, one Saul of Tarsus, but now the Apostle Paul, to shout out, "Do yourself no harm. We're all still here. Nobody has run away yet." Then the man said the strangest thing. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now you see, these songs that these weird prisoners had been singing had been songs very much along the lines of what you've heard tonight. Songs that contain this message: Jesus loves you and has promised to save everyone who trusts in Him. They had been explaining that this man needed a Savior. We all do. That this man couldn't save himself. None of us can. And that when this man trusted in Jesus, every one of his sins would be forgiven, and Jesus would send the Holy Spirit to live in his life and make him a brand new person. And the answer that was given to his question, "What must I do to be saved?" was actually essentially a one-word answer: believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you, he says, and your household, as it turns out. An amazing statement, a life-transforming statement. And what happened? Well, he believed. But here's the question: do you believe? Do you believe? If you are at the position where you say, "Yeah, I don't believe I'm a sinner. I don't really believe very much about this at all." I'm not talking to that person. You will have to wait for another occasion. I'm talking to the person who has already crossed the bridge in terms of believing who Jesus is and what He has done. But that there still exists a significant gap in your life, because as you have processed the material, you have realized this: that it is distinctly possible to believe in Christianity and yet not yourself be a Christian. So I want to talk in these dying moments of my time to the almost Christians who are sitting here, to the people who believe everything to be true concerning God, the Bible, and Jesus, but you would never say to anybody that Jesus was your Savior, because He is not your Savior. He is the Savior, but has not become yours. Because you see, when Paul says believe, he doesn't mean simply give mental assent to certain things. He means something far more than that. He means that to truly believe in the truth concerning Jesus and the gospel is to entrust ourselves entirely to it, to entrust all of our lives, all of our future, all of our destiny, all that we are, to entrust ourselves entirely to Him, to give up trusting anything else, whatever the else is, whether it's religious observance or being good or whatever it might be. No, to give all that up. So I wonder, have you believed in this way? It's with a measure of pride that I know that the man who identified penicillin for the first time was a Scotsman called Alexander Fleming. And the discovery of that antibiotic was absolutely life-changing. Countless lives were saved, individuals who otherwise would have died of blood poisoning, were it not for the discovery of the antibiotic. Imagine with me that I have here penicillin, that it sits on my bedside table, and I am suffering from blood poisoning. Somebody comes to me and says, "Do you believe in the existence of penicillin? Do you believe there is penicillin?" "Yes, I do." "May I then ask you, do you believe that penicillin holds the capacity to save you?" "Yes, I believe." Where's the missing link? Taking the penicillin. That's the gap. That's the gap. You see, what the Bible is saying, and you just read it in the Gospels, Zacchaeus has to meet Jesus and has to entrust himself to Jesus. The woman at the well has to meet Jesus and trust herself to Jesus. Saul of Tarsus, who hated Christians and hated Jesus, his life is completely transformed. Not simply because he believed there was a Jesus, nor even that he believed that Jesus was the Savior he promised to be. But he came to Jesus and he said, "Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, I personally believe in you." Well, there is at least somebody here tonight who is sitting, as it were, right on that gap. Orthodox in your convictions concerning the state of Christianity, and yet as yet never having bowed your knee and entrusted yourself entirely to him as a Lord, a Savior, a friend, and a King. Tonight, in the goodness of God, may prove, as it has proved for many over 36 years that I've been here, on these Christmas concert nights, to be the very night when the person crosses that gap and Jesus becomes personal Savior to you. I wish this for you, far more than any other kind of Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a message by Alistair Begg from Truth for Life, and you're welcome to pass this sermon along to others, but please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Truth for Life. This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Truth for Life. For additional information about how you can support Truth for Life, please visit us online at truthforlife.org. There you'll find free message downloads from Alistair Begg, as well as links to our podcast, mobile apps, and other resources to help you grow in your Christian faith. Again, the website is truthforlife.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay in touch with Truth for Life and Alistair Begg. Truth for Life, where the learning is for living.